Hi, this is Lorraine Newman, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Look at them all. A pumpkin tree.
No, a Halloween tree.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that our friends at Time Life just released the Ultimate Richard Pryor Collection Uncensored, a remarkable 13-disc DVD collection featuring more than 26 hours of memorable stand-up performances and memorable TV performances from the most influential comedian of all time. Jerry Seinfeld once called Richard Pryor the Picasso of our profession, while Jon Stewart called Pryor transcendent, and Jamie Foxx called him a complete genius. The Ultimate Richard Pryor Collection, 26 hours of raw, uncensored Richard Pryor spread out over 13 discs, available now on DVD for the very first time at timelife.com/Richard Pryor. The Ultimate Richard Pryor Collection, Uncensored, includes all four of Richard Pryor's full-length concert films, including Live on the Sunset Strip, all four episodes of Pryor's short-lived NBC variety series, as well as the 1977 NBC special that led to the Richard Pryor Show, memorable guest appearances on the Merv Griffin Show, the Dick Cavett Show, and the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, two acclaimed documentary films about Richard Pryor, a no-holds-bar interview with Pryor's widow, Jennifer Lee Pryor, and a whole lot more. Richard Pryor Uncensored, available now on DVD for the very first time at timelife.com/Richard Pryor. And speaking of DVDs, Greg Airbar is with us for another look at recently released DVD and streaming titles that we think you will find of interest. Greg Airbar, co-author of Mouse Tracks, the story of Walt Disney Records, and the author of a forthcoming book on Hanna-Barbera. You can read Greg Airbar twice a month, cartoonresearch.com. Greg, what do you have for us tonight?
Got a animated special that's also a Halloween classic book, and it's called The Halloween Tree by the great Ray Bradbury. It's a book for kids, written in 1972, in libraries everywhere. Very, very popular book, and it's a story about kids who are going trick-or-treating while their friend is apparently going to have just minor surgery done. But they go to this creepy house and this creepy guy, and they end up going on this magical journey through history and discovering the traditions about Halloween. And so it's educational, but it's very exciting. It's very weird and scary. And their friend is like lost and he's trapped in a coffin. And they have to keep trying to find him and save him. And it all ties in with this Halloween tree, which is this tree that Ray Bradbury created that is all filled with these glowing pumpkins. And that's where all of the secrets of Halloween are located. What's cool about the Halloween tree is, first of all, it was an animated special produced by Hanna-Barbera in 1993. And it stars Ray Bradbury himself as the narrator and Leonard Nimoy as the voice of Mr. Moundshroud, who is the unusual strange man who is their guy.
He is the Fred Astaire of the movie.
Yes. He looks a little bit like Mr. Burns just slightly like that.
Yeah, I mean this is a Hanna-Barbera production. This is not a Rankin Bass production, but from the description of the Halloween tree, it's sort of like a Halloween, it is sort of the Halloween equivalent of Santa Claus is coming to town, and then it gives the origins of the Halloween holiday. And, and Leonard Nimoy is the Fred Astaire of the piece.
Yes, he is the Fred Astaire, and it's like, I can tell you all about Halloween. Yes, it's kind of like that, only with a much more forebodingness. And it's fascinating because, you know, most of us don't know, and so that's kind of interesting. And they go, to ancient Egypt, and they go to Mexico, and there's a lot about, you know, this is long before the movies Day of the Dead and Coco. And Coco is a really wonderful movie. And they learn about all of these different things and why and the wherefore just by doing it. I mean, it isn't done in that pedagogical way, you know. At one time, this was the way, you know. It isn't. It's done in a fun way.
It's done it's done in a Rankin Bass way.
Yes, yes.
Even though it's a Hanna-Barbera.
Yes, and it's feature length, and this premiered as a special, and it ran for many years in various like Cartoon Network and things like that. Since 93. And what's cool about it also is the musical score is by John Debney. I'm a big fan of his. A lot of people love the movie Hocus Pocus. That's a Disney movie with Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy as the other witch. And there's these wacky witches who fly around and do crazy things. And the music in Hocus Pocus was composed by John Debney, and that was a little bit later, but the music is very similar in this. John Debney has a Disney history in that his father, Lou Debney, was a production manager at the studio, and he grew up on the studio a lot. And then when he was learning music, he worked for many years with Hoyt Curtin and Hanna-Barbera and learned a lot about music from Hoyt Curtin and the techniques that were unique to the Hanna-Barbera studio and the way they did music by scoring and then converting things into cues. And he took that skill with him when he was working on DuckTales and saying, you know, you're going to need this cue and that cue. And they found out like, oh yeah, we are going to need this. That was stuff that Hoyt Curtin had developed over the years in his experience. So John Debney and the other connection is there's another Disney connection to Halloween Tree is, a lot of people don't know this, but Ray Bradbury was a very, very good friend of Walt Disney for many, many, many years. One of his favorite rides at the parks is the Peter Pan's Flight ride. Just loves that ride. And he also was a consultant on the Spaceship Earth attraction at Epcot in Florida. But he once asked Walt Disney, famously, if he wanted to run for mayor of Los Angeles. And Walt Disney said, Ray, why should I run for mayor when I'm already king? And yeah, well, in 2006, out of admiration for Ray Bradbury and the following that the Halloween Tree was starting to get, Disneyland in Anaheim created a Halloween Tree. And it's sitting in Frontierland every fall. It's there now. And at night, it's illuminated with these little pumpkins. And it's not a real big tree. It's just a nice, full, you know, autumn-looking tree. And there's a little plaque on it, you know, that explains what it is, when it was planted there, and what it means and why it's there. So it's a very unique thing that this story has a connection that bridges Hanna-Barbera and Disney at the same time. And this is a sort of thing that's a nice tradition to watch every Halloween, and it's very accessible. There's a really nice DVD of it from Warner Home Video. You can rent it from Apple TV, and you can stream it with commercials on Tubi. So I recommend it. It's lots of fun.
The Halloween Tree by Ray Bradbury, featuring the voice talent of Leonard Nimoy. Perfect Halloween viewing for you and your family.
Yeah, and throw in some Scooby-Doos if you want.
You can read Greg Arabar twice a month at cartoonresearch.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And speaking of Halloween, not to mention horror movies, our friends at the Hollywood Museum recently reopened its doors for the first time in 18 months with a brand new exhibit that celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Oscar-winning horror thriller The Silence of the Lambs, featuring the original jail set of The Silence of the Lambs, plus original props and costumes. All of this is on display at the museum's legendary Dungeon of Doom. The Hollywood Museum, the official museum of Hollywood, located in the historic Max Factor Building on Hollywood Boulevard. The Hollywood Museum has upgraded its ventilation and filtration system with hospital and school quality filters, including UV blue light filtration systems. The new ventilation units will neutralize allergens and pollens in the air and kill up to 99% of the mold, germs, and viruses that can cause COVID-19. So when you come to the Hollywood Museum, you can be assured that your visit will be comfortable and you can enjoy your favorite exhibits without trepidation. Masks, however, are still required at this time. Calendar year 2021 is not only the 30th anniversary of the release of The Silence of the Lambs, it is also the 90th anniversary of the release of the original screen adaptation of Dracula. The Hollywood Museum, 1660 North Highland Avenue in Hollywood, California, right in the famous Max Factor Building. For tickets and more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this.
We are
the Real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the Real Brady Bros.
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Brucey, and you are listening to TV Confidential. And now, not confidential, here's Cousin Ed.
L.A. Rude, too much for the man.
Ed Roberts, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on the station at the usual time. Our guests will include Mark Shaw. Mark Shaw, former cable TV analyst and the author of such books as The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and Collateral Damage, The Mysterious Deaths of Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Kilgallen. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, got enough time to tell you if you're a fan of Bert Sugarman's The Midnight Special. The Midnight Special, television's very first live music show, and a show that not only changed the face of late night television when it premiered in 1972, but was the first show to provide a TV platform for Al Green, Marvin Gaye, The Stylistics, and other legendary soul artists. If you're a fan of The Midnight Special, our friends at Time Life have made available yet another boon in the world of home entertainment. We're talking about the soul of The Midnight Special, the soul of The Midnight Special, a spectacular 10-disc DVD collection now available at retail for the very first time. The soul of The Midnight Special is packed with more than 130 live, uncut performances from such stars as Aretha Franklin, Isaac Hayes, Barry White, and Gladys Knight and the Pips, plus bonus features with many of the soul artists featured in this collection. The Soul of the Midnight Special, now available at retail for the very first time from our friends at Time Life. Also available at retail for the very first time from our friends at Time Life, Dolly, the Ultimate Collection. Dolly, the Ultimate Collection, a dazzling and delightful 6-DVD collection highlighting many of the greatest moments from the incredible career of Dolly Parton, the undisputed queen of country music. Dolly, the Ultimate Collection, available nationally in Walmart stores and select retailers from our friends at Time Life. A reminder that Reginald Rose and the Journey of 12 Angry Men is available wherever books are sold through Fordham University Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online, while The Many Faces of Nehemiah by Nehemiah Persoff is available classic TV series books.com, as well as Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Also available, classictvbooks.com, or the two novellas by James Rosen, Bell Garden Beat and Butterfly. Both Bell Garden Beat and Butterfly, two novellas available, classictvseriesbooks.com. You can meet James Rosen at the Williamsburg Nostalgia Fest in Williamsburg, Virginia on Thursday, November 11th through Saturday, November 13th. Tickets and more information, WilliamsburgNostalgiaFest.com. You can follow Louise Terrell on Facebook. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Robertson, Beth Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grice, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.